detained for 7 months and now being held accountable to espionage against the Chinese government, Australian man Yang Hengjun remains in custody in China. The Wire's Henry Wilson has the story.
The Chinese government have made an allegation against Yang Hengjun that he is suspected of espionage crimes. There are specific charges that come under that umbrella with a variety of penalties, but the specifics have not yet been revealed. Julian McMahon is his Australian barrister.
At the moment, we have a broad allegation and we have not been provided with anything to substantiate that, no evidence. So our focus at the moment and in the immediate future will be waiting to get the details of the charges, waiting to see what, if any, evidence can be produced, and then tackling that, if you like, in the normal way. At the same time, we'll be focusing on matters of fairness, such as conditions of detention and access to lawyers at the moment. Although his Chinese lawyers have applied many times, they haven't been able to see him. So they're the kind of bread and butter issues, if you like, that go with a criminal matter in a tough system. And simultaneously, we hope that the government puts an appropriate focus on the matter, which the Foreign Minister certainly has been doing in the last couple of days. And obviously, as the criminal lawyers, we don't have a role to play there, but in fact, that may be where this problem is ultimately resolved. It may turn out to be much more of a diplomatic and political problem than a criminal law problem.
What would you expect to be the next move for the Australian government?
The next really significant step for everybody is to see what the charges are, the specific charges, and then to see what evidence is put forward in support of that. Along the way, I'm sure the Australian government will be speaking to China through a variety of channels, pushing for fairness and transparency and proper conditions in detention, access to lawyers, access to family, and finally, and perhaps most importantly on top of all of that, in the absence of any evidence, that he be sent back to Australia as soon as possible.
Julian McMahon, barrister representing Yang Hengjun. James Lawrence is the acting director of the Australia-China Relations Institute of the University of Technology, Sydney. He says this case could have an impact on the Australia and China relationship.
It's not a positive development, and we know the Australia-China relationship has had its fair share of stresses over the last couple of years. This will inevitably be factored into the Australian government's thinking around how it engages with China. The facts of the case aren't pretty. I mean, we've had an Australian citizen who's been detained in China for 7 months. He hasn't had access to his lawyers. He hasn't had access to his family. This is a very serious development, and it's going to have a negative impact on the bilateral relationship.
Australia's already made an approach to the China on the issue. Do you think that they are going the right way about it?
Yeah, I do. And look, I've got to give credit to the Australian government, and particularly Foreign Minister Payne, on this one. Originally, when he was first detained, the Australian government, you could see, tried to keep this case out of the media, out of the headlines, to try and get a successful outcome without it being on the front pages of every Australian newspaper. But look, as the case has developed and as it became clear that he would be charged in China, the Australian government has had no choice but to make clear their views. 2 months ago, or Maurice Payne said she was deeply disappointed by the developments, and yesterday she put out a very strong statement, amongst other things, saying that if he is being detained for his political views, then he should be released. And I certainly support that position.
Do you think this is the best way that Australia has gone about it?
Unfortunately, the Australian government doesn't have any particularly strong or good options here. So I think it made sense originally to try to get a resolution outside of the headlines. But look, we're at the point now where the Australian government really does have to put the facts on the table. So I think the Australian government's approach is the correct one.